This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Detroit today, leaders of the United Auto Workers held what they called an emergency meeting, and they announced new concessions. Leaders from local UAW divisions around the country flew to Detroit to discuss the severe crisis facing GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio was at the hotel where the meeting was held today, and he filed this report.
The UAW leaders met in a ballroom at the hotel attached to GM's world headquarters in Detroit. It was a closed meeting, but afterward, reporters were hustled into the ballroom for a hastily assembled press conference. UAW President Ron Gettelfinger took to the podium and called today's meeting unprecedented. Never before had local UAW leaders from all three companies been called in at the same time. He says as GM, Ford, and Chrysler face the brink of collapse, union leaders have decided on three main concessions. One, UAW bargaining teams will meet with representatives from the carmakers to discuss changes to the current contract. Two, the union will allow the companies to delay their payments to the new health care trust fund. And three, the union will eliminate a controversial program known as the Jobs Bank. During hearings 2 weeks ago on Capitol Hill, lawmakers blasted the idea of a jobs bank, where workers are paid to do basically nothing. Gettelfinger says the issue got in the way of carmakers' efforts to receive government loans.
It's a lightning rod, it's a sound bite, but it takes away the focus of what the real issue here, and the real issue is the backbone of America, an industry that does more for the economy than any other industry, and quite frankly, made the middle class what it is today.
Many union members would argue that the UAW was only able to do that by fighting and even shedding its workers' blood over decades to try to win good wages and benefits. Gettelfinger says today's UAW hasn't gotten credit for just how much it's given back to help the three Detroit car companies.
The word concessions, I used to cringe at that word, but now why hide from it? That's what we did.
But the concessions approved in recent contracts with the carmakers did not come easy. The UAW is a democratically run organization, so any changes to the contracts have to be approved by a majority of the union's membership. And while union leaders say more concessions are called for, not everyone in the union is sold on the idea.
If the UAW makes further concessions, it may momentarily resolve the issue, but the problem is going to be made worse. It's like pouring gasoline on the fire.
Frank Hammer is a retired GM worker. He says further concessions will hurt auto workers, and the pain will trickle through the economy. And even UAW President Ron Gettelfinger seems to acknowledge that the concessions are more about pleasing members of Congress who are unsure about supporting the auto industry than they are about actually helping the car companies. Gettelfinger says he believes that the UAW contracts approved last year already make the Detroit car companies competitive with Toyota and Honda when it comes to labor costs.
To be honest with you right now, if a UAW membership went in these facilities and worked for nothing, according to our research department, it would not help the companies that much.
What will help the companies, Gettelfinger says, is an infusion of cash from the federal government to help the carmakers get through what he described as a global downturn. But Gettelfinger will have to convince skeptical lawmakers that the car companies can get through it and that the UAW will be in lockstep with them. Then there's another challenge, convincing skeptical members of his own union that these sacrifices are worth it. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Detroit.